The following podcast is sponsored by Mayer & Associates. Mayer & Associates. They didn't provide any information about themselves. I don't know what they do. Can I see the form? They just left it blank? Well, how am I supposed to plug them if I don't know what they do? All right, we'll make it work. Let's try it again. Ready? 3, 2, 1. The following podcast is sponsored by Mayer & Associates. When you need the services that Mayer & Associates provide, choose Mayer & Associates. Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the Carolina Shout, the one and only podcast with live old-time piano and preposterously perspicacious commentary. My name is Ethan Uslan. I'm your host, and I'm your piano player. That song I just played was the famous Sweet Georgia Brown, a big hit in 1925. But instead of fading away, like other hit songs, it achieved immortality when it was later adopted as the Harlem Globetrotters theme song. Something about that tune makes you want to spin basketballs on your fingers, take shots from half court, etc. It's amazing, in my opinion, how well sports and music can go together. So I'd like to dedicate this episode to old-timey music and sports. But first, I have an email question that I need to respond to. It's from Ted Moriarty in Upper Sandusky, Ohio. Ted writes, "Dear Ethan, I'm 15 years old and I'd like to get a girlfriend. Do you recommend that I learn to play the piano?" Well, Ted, that's a great question. Piano might indeed help you to get a girlfriend, but this method is not 100% effective. My advice to you is to play football. And if at all possible, become really good at it so that you are known far and wide as a dashing champion on the gridiron. Allow me to further elucidate.
You gotta be a football hero to get along with the beautiful girls. gotta be a touchdown getter, you bet. If you wanna get a baby to pet, the fact that you are rich or handsome won't get you anything in curls. You gotta be a football hero to get along with the beautiful girls. To you, if you can make the winning touchdown, you'll never have to buy them pearls. You gotta be a football hero to get along with the beautiful girls.
So that was You Gotta Be a Football Hero to Get Along with the Beautiful Girls, a 1933 hit by the songwriting team of Al Sherman, Buddy Fields, and Al Lewis. Yes, songwriting is a team sport as well. Ted in Upper Sandusky, I hope you listened to the lyrics carefully and that you heed its eternal wisdom. Good luck to you, and I hope to come across your name when I watch the Capital One Orange Bowl or the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl or maybe even the most prestigious bowl of all, the Mayor and Associates Rose Bowl. Yeah, Mayor and Associates sponsoring the Rose Bowl. Very impressive. Now I gotta write a jingle for these guys, but I don't even know what they do. Whatever.
I'm just wild about Mayor and Associates, Mayor and Associates. I can't live without Mayor and Associates, Mayor and Associates. Ask me about their products and services. I'll open my mouth and I'll vomit superlatives. All I crave is Mayor and Associates, Mayor and Associates. Similar businesses will not do. Mayor and Associates are qualified for the services they provide. Mayor and Associates, I love you.
And now it's time for some baseball music. I'm excited about this because baseball is my favorite sport, and I hate to brag, but I'm a baseball champion. During my formative years, I played catcher in the South Orange, New Jersey Little League system, and my team won the championship. The team names in South Orange Little League were very straight to the point. We were all simply named after our sponsors. My team was Mayor and Associates. Mm-hmm. And to this day, as you know, I have no idea what services Mayor and his or her associates offered, even though they obviously have come a long way and are now sponsoring this podcast as well as the Rose Bowl. Anyway, back in the day, we made Mayor and his or her associates proud in the championship by defeating Fine Finishes Auto Body Repair and Paint. But enough about my athletic glory. Let's talk about baseball music, because baseball is our national pastime, and it is very well represented in American sheet music. Lots of songs to choose from about baseball, going all the way back to the 1850s, back when Babe Ruth's parents were just babes, if they were even born yet at all. One of the many baseball songs that looks particularly interesting to me is a tune about a Major League Baseball team called the Chicago Federals. The Chicago Federals. Who ever heard of the Chicago Federals? nobody. I'm pretty knowledgeable about baseball, and I never heard of the Chicago Federals, so I doubt you have either. So I did a little investigating to learn about this baseball club, and in doing so, I came upon a fascinating little chapter in baseball history. You see, today, as you may know, Major League Baseball consists of the National League, which was founded in 1876, and the American League, which was founded in 1901. But in 1913, a third major league tried to get in on the action. They were called the Federal League. The Federal League existed for three seasons before folding. In 1914, a Chicago team joined the Federal League, and they called themselves the Chicago Federals, or the Feds for short. Very uncreative name. And the next season, they changed their name to the Chicago Whales, which I think was smart. And as the Whales, they won the Federal League championship. And then the next year, it was time to defend their title, but the Federal League folded, and the Chicago Whales, formerly the Chicago Federals, went extinct after two seasons. And now I'm going to perform for you a song about this team, a sadly ironic little tune called "The Feds Are Here to Stay."
Good afternoon, Chicago Federals fans. Welcome to opening day here at Wegman Park, home of the 1914 Chicago Federals. Today, the Federals will play their first game ever against the Kansas City Packers. And throwing out today's ceremonial first pitch is Charles Wegman, the owner of our beloved Chicago Federals, and the man who built this beautiful stadium, Wegman Park. Hooray for Mr. Wegman! And standing beside him is James Gilmore, the president of the Federal Baseball League. And now, let's make some noise as the Feds take the field and we sing our unofficial team song, "The Feds Are Here to Stay," composed by our number one fan, Augusta C. Gebhardt. Gilmore's got the backing, and Wegman's got the nerve. They've gathered in a bunch of vets with others in reserve. Come and see them hit the pill, bring out Sis and Uncle Bill. You won't need a rain check, there's no water here to spill. Come on, you fanatics. Come on, you bugs. We're gonna play classy baseball like the White Sox or the Cubs. The Giants have nothing on this bunch in any mortal way. Put it on the old-time clubs. The Feds are here to stay. We're very sorry for the Cubs. They've really went astray. Their stadium is falling down, their bleachers in decay. Fans will flock to Wegman. They'll pack the stands each day. The Feds have made a real home run. You bet they're here to stay. Come on, you fanatics. Come on, you bugs. We're gonna play classy baseball like the White Sox or the Cubs. The Giants, they got nothing on this bunch in any mortal way. We'll put it on the old-time clubs. The Feds are here to stay. Attention, Federals fans, please direct your attention to the infield. Over at shortstop is none other than Joe Tinker. Yes, he's the Tinker from the famous Tinkers to Evers to Chance poem. Joe Tinker is both the shortstop and the manager of our team. And if you look out into center field, you will see none other than Dutch Zwilling, everyone, who of all Major League Baseball players comes in last alphabetically. What an accomplishment! And don't forget one of our other stars, none other than first baseman Fred Beck. Fred Beck, everyone, at first base. Fred Beck, in 1910, led the entire Major Leagues in home runs with 10. 10 home runs in a season. Unbelievable! These Feds are going to be unstoppable this year, and the next year, and the next year, and the next year, for eternity! Go Feds!
So that was The Feds Are Here to Stay, words and music by the ever-so-optimistic Augusta C. Gebhardt. I couldn't find any information about her, but I have a strong feeling that she was a diehard Federals fan, and I'm sure she was a fixture at all the Federals home games at Wegman Park. I should mention that when the Federal League disbanded, Wegman Park was bought by a guy named Wrigley, who owned the Chicago Cubs. He moved the Cubs into that stadium and renamed it Wrigley Field. That's right, the friendly confines were formerly the home of the Chicago Feds. And in 2014, on the 100th birthday of Wrigley Field, formerly Wegman Park, the Cubs wore throwback Chicago Federals uniforms to honor their predecessors. And on that glorious, magnificent day, I can assure you that somewhere, Augusta C. Gebhardt was smiling because the Feds were back. And just like her song predicted, the Feds were here to stay for a grand total of one afternoon. And now we are coming down to the ninth inning of this podcast, and the bases are loaded for our cleanup hitter, Scott Joplin. I'd like to play one of his finest rags, something he composed in 1901 called The Easy Winners. The original 1901 sheet music cover of The Easy Winners depicts a series of athletic competitions, specifically baseball, football, horse racing, and sailboat racing. Is there something about the music that sounds baseball-ish or football-ish or horse racing-ish or sailboat racing-ish? I'm inclined to say no. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have my wife/audio engineer, Kate, add in some baseball, football, horse racing, and sailboat racing sound effects. Not sure if that was Scott Joplin's vision, but hey, it's my vision and it's my podcast. So here it is, The Easy Winners by Scott Joplin. We'll put those sound effects in there towards the end. E-flat major comes off quickly in the early going. In tempore, syncopatus is in on the outside. Hot biscuit is right in the thick of it as well. They're off the turn and into the stretch. E-flat major trying desperately to hold the lead, but here comes in tempore, syncopatus. And as they come to the final furlong, it's Pod Biscuit. Pod Biscuit in first, E-flat major in second, and in tempore, syncopatus in third. And the 3-2 hit hard to deep center field, to the wall. It's a home run. Fred Beck
Another home run for the Chicago Federals. A flat, 32. D flat, 41. Hut, hike.
Oh, why is there two of everybody?
Starboard, starboard. Start tacking. Wind direction is 185. We're 2/10 over target. Johnson, sail the lifts. Leeward, 35 knots. Leeward, where's the helmsman?
Those are sailing terms I looked up on the internet.
Well, there you go. The Easy Winners by Scott Joplin. A big multi-sport grand finale of Olympian proportions. And now I'd like to invite our gold medal winners to the podium for the reading of the credits. The Carolina Shout podcast is produced in Charlotte, North Carolina, at the humble home of Kate and Ethan Uslin. Kate does the audio engineering, and Ethan does the piano playing and the talking, and we are the smoothest combination since Tinker to Evers to Chance. Thanks to Ted Moriarty of Upper Sandusky for your email question. Ted, remember to keep your throwing elbow up. If you drop that elbow, you end up throwing sidearm, and then it's interception city. You don't want that. Elbow up, Ted. Elbow up. Thanks also to our sponsor, Mayer & Associates. They get the job done. Nobody does it better. And I'd also like to thank you, all you Carolina Shout fanatics, all you Carolina Shout bugs. Thank you for tuning into this show. Please leave a review on iTunes. Show all the other old-time podcasts that the Carolina Shout is here to stay. We don't want to become the Chicago Federals of podcasting, condemned to the dustbin of history, a mere footnote. No, we aspire to be like the New York Yankees, minus the steroid abuse and the exorbitant ticket prices, of course.